Rosebud now has been eaten up by the St. Lawrence Riverway. What is Bud? St. Lawrence Seaway?
Yeah.
Took over the St. Lawrence River anyway, mm-hmm. and the canal, and fixed it up. Hank, my brother, was up there a couple of years ago. He was dying to see Morrisburg, where he used to go as a child, and it was just all gone because the Seaway took it, St. Lawrence River Seaway. Anyway, it's an outlet into the Great Lakes. That's what it amounts to up there. But then that was a lovely vacation to do that.
Yeah.
And of course, after you're grown or growing, you get to do a weekend down at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But now the beach just makes me sick. All that hot sand, that glare, that hot water that's not refreshing at all, especially the day on the beach. It's awful.
Then there are places like Cuba that are so garbed.
I know it.
It was garbed.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens to them. That's most of our vacations. And I can't think of... Well, I guess just my trips to Europe were the end of all my vacations.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to look at this. Look at the down in the on the front page.
Okay.
Yeah, my brother did that. It's a bicentennial, a pictorial bicentennial of Volusia County, which amounts to Daytona Beach.
Oh.
He's been in what they call a community college down there, and head of the social science department.
I see. Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's retiring now, but he did this. But the foreword is. Kind of interesting, sadly, because by the grace of God, he didn't forget to mention Louisa's name. That's a wife. I don't know how you ever let a woman get the upper hand.
I don't either, but I wish I did.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, sadly. I don't know how it happens. My mother sure had it.
Mm.
Well, that's not well.
Okay.
We stopped there for these other things, these outlying districts.
We're talking about the coast, and the other thing, what about contacts with, you must have been to Atlanta. What I think, particularly when you were younger, did you have much contact with Atlanta?
A young woman?
Yeah.
Well,
let's
now,
say when you were growing up, is what I'm thinking of.
Teenagers.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't any reason to go to Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
I went to Atlanta when I was married.
Uh-huh. But not before?
No, there wasn't any reason to go to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of a big city then.
Mm-hmm.
And Augusta has always been so peaceful and quiet and slow to grow and just nice to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Where, of course, you could go to New York better than you could go to Atlanta. It took about 4.5 hours on the train, for heaven's sakes, because it stopped at every little Georgia Road's town.
Uh-huh.
I always say up to Georgia Road. And there are 5 or 6 nice places to live. Beautiful homes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got off and got a basket of chicken and got back on. And then another place you stopped and got a newspaper or something. It was outrageous, the train took. And who can go in a Model T Ford? Hello? Yes. Oh, yes, I do, Hannah. Later. After dinner? Yeah, that would be grand. Thank you, Hannah. Bye.
Well, that's interesting. Now, that's
I like to do things for people.